This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You want a business opportunity? Here's one. Space. Companies like SpaceX and Virgin Galactic and Blue Ocean as well, they're all leading the way. But some rural areas are angling for a slice of the $300 billion plus global space industry. From WABE in Atlanta, Molly Samuel reports on Georgia's bid for its own private spaceport.
Back in December, hundreds of people turned out for a meeting about a commercial spaceport that Camden County hopes to build near the Atlantic coast. The vast majority of people were excited about the idea, like Bob Shepard.
I think it would be tremendous for not only the county in whole, but the other businesses it will attract.
Camden County is in the far southeastern corner of the state, largely rural. Its biggest employer is a naval base. Shepard's son, Thomas, who's 13 and wore his Boy Scout uniform, said he imagines one day he might work there, but for now he's looking forward to a launch.
I would like to see it go off in the backyard and I'll learn more stuff about the rocket.
The lead booster for Spaceport Camden is Steve Howard, who's also the county administrator. He brought me to peek through the fence at the place where the facility would go. From the road, there's not much to see. It's thousands of acres of very flat Georgia coastland. There's grass, trees, and a lot of gnats. But Howard's got a vision of rockets blasting off from this spot.
Camden County really went from a mill town to a military town, and I think we have an opportunity to really do something great here.
There are 8 commercial spaceports up and running in the country. This is one of several more that are proposed. Micah Walter Range is with the Space Foundation, a nonprofit that advocates for the space industry.
And small satellites are a rapidly growing area of the industry.
He says the current rush to build spaceports is in response to that expanding demand for satellites. Companies want to get their GPS and phone and video satellites into orbit. But Walter Range says whether the demand for satellite launches will keep expanding enough to sustain all the new spaceports that could open is still up in the air.
I think a lot of the demand for spaceports is somewhat speculative.
One's already in financial trouble. Spaceport America in New Mexico has failed to bring in the revenue it expected. It's now asking for millions of dollars from the state. The key is to not just build a spaceport, but to build an entire space industry, encouraging new startups and attracting existing companies. That's what Bobby Braun says. He's an aerospace professor at Georgia Tech. And he says if a Georgia space coast is hard to imagine in a rural corner of the state, just look a few hours south to Cape Canaveral.
The Kennedy Space Center was not always the Kennedy Space Center. It used to be largely coastal swampland.
Now it's got not just rockets, but tourists and industry, too. That's likely a transformation places in Texas, Alabama, Colorado, Hawaii, and other states are all imagining as they gun for their own private spaceports. There is some opposition to the Georgia proposal. Megan DeRosiers is the head of a local environmental organization called 100 Miles.
There's a whole bunch of questions that we have, and, they're both related to the human impact and the public health and public safety risk, as well as the environmental impacts and risks.
For instance, what happens if there's a crash? What will the effect be on a nearby river and marshes? What will this mean for nearby homeowners? But local booster Steve Howard is not deterred. He says he dreams of a highway sign greeting people driving into the state.
Wouldn't that be a great thing for Georgia if it said, "Welcome to Georgia Space Coast"?
Pending approval from the Federal Aviation Administration, that could be a reality in 5 years. In Camden County, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.